You know what's incredibly shocking is honestly watching NVIDIA literally go around and still do the absolute worst thing for customers and even consumers. People trying to afford any piece of local hardware in their own gaming rig or their own workstation PCs are having a hell of a time doing anything. And the craziest part is, it's only going to in fact get worse, as NVIDIA has positioned themselves to be part of the actual center of the AI bubble, watching everything collapse around them as investors are no longer seeing any sort of return, as OpenAI is now adding ads into ChatGPT and even soon to be raising prices as well, as AI data centers gobble up and take in as much hardware as they possibly can, whether it's NAND SSDs, whether it's DRAM wafers, or even then actual GPUs, but there's no amount of electricity to even power these data centers in the first place, so they're just sitting there cold and being unused. Money completely spent, capital lost for a return that nobody expects will actually provide any sort of monetary recompense, and even then turn around and say this is going to be good for you as a customer and as a user. Since when? How is this even possible for anybody to even accept in the first place? But the craziest part is not how this is impacting just PCs, but how this is going to be impacting the next generation of actual consoles or any future computing hardware at all, including the Steam machine and even any sort of PC. And the problem is that people truly feel like these companies are going to sit there and take a loss on this hardware when all these AI data centers are literally asking for more actual memory or more hardware in the first place, and these companies are bending the knee to them. Micron left the actual consumer gaming space. That is a massive red flag. And now we're seeing other companies restrict and reduce production for consumers to focus specifically just on AI data centers as well, feeding money into a bubble that is going to burst and make things even worse for you and me. And no, I'm not kidding. According to Nexta TV, Intel is cutting down production of consumer PC processors. The company will prioritize Intel Xeon and other chips needed for AI data centers. Intel is not planning to fully abandon its core lineup for now, but shortages and rising prices should be expected. Now, if you weren't aware, this is in fact huge news, not because it's Intel doing it or because it's CPUs, but the fact that Intel literally sold a huge amount of their stocks to NVIDIA, literally increasing the bubble that everybody has been worried about. Again, this is all cyclical in every sense, and NVIDIA is the sole person at the center doing this in the first place, inflating this bubble to a mass proportion. And the crazier part is, it's not just NVIDIA getting Intel shares, it's also the US government being involved in this as well. We are now seeing the actual ramifications of this AI bubble in front of us right now. All these companies are sharing money between each other and not providing you anything at all on the back end, thereby removing any sort of local compute power from you in general and focusing more on AI data centers rather than actually giving you a better product overall. But it's not just Intel alone that's doing something like this. No, it turns out NVIDIA themselves are going around and are going to, in fact, increase the prices of their GPUs by screwing out AIB board partners. Man. Because according to WCCF Tech, RTX 50 series GPUs will no longer exist at MSRP prices, not only due to higher memory costs, but also because of the halt of NVIDIA's OP, open price program for board partners. Gamers should expect massive price increases across all RTX 50 series GPUs. So I guess that entire time that we saw NVIDIA last week go ahead and say, hey, we're going to try and keep our GPUs in line with pricing and it's not going to be raised too high, we promise you guys. Well, I guess all of that was in fact a lie. And them also saying, oh, we're not effectively canceling any sort of like the 5070 Ti or anything like that. We're just going to go ahead and restrict supply to our AIB board partners and reduce the amount of supply they get so they can't sell you anything at all because we're going to be focusing more on AI data centers. Oh, so I guess we're just sitting here accepting actual corporate speak from all these companies while they're turning around and trying to fuck you in every conceivable sense of the word, because all they're trying to do is line their pockets. NVIDIA literally created this bubble, sold the bubble to every other tech company, and now they're reaping the rewards while hanging everybody else out to dry. And I think this is the crazier part about this. Removing any sort of opportunity buy-in for actual AIB board partners puts them in a situation as well, because there's also been rumors that NVIDIA is no longer going to be supplying any sort of VRAM for their boards. So now they're literally hanging out their actual AIBs out to dry, literally creating the entire ecosystem that they've wanted to copy from Apple from the longest. If you want an NVIDIA GPU, you gotta buy it at a higher price through them directly, so that way they can control the supply chain. They can keep everything for themselves and no longer have to worry about AIBs at all. And I think this is the plan that they're trying to do. They're trying to push out AIBs altogether. They're trying to hold the actual line of production and then control the actual pricing across the board, effectively removing MSRP. I guess EVGA was right all those years ago when they left as an actual board partner. Oh, the literal catalyst that started all of this was in fact EVGA leaving. But you know what? There's even more to this story, so let's read the article and go from there. According to WCCF Tech, it appears that RTX 50 series GPUs will no longer exist at MSRP prices, not only due to higher memory costs, but also because of the halt of NVIDIA's OPP, Open Price Program, for its board partners. Popular German YouTuber and overclocker DeBauer reported that NVIDIA canceled the OPP program a few days ago, which previously helped AIBs offer MSRP products. With the cancellation of this program, MSRP GPUs may soon become a thing of the past. DeBauer says that with the removal of the OPP program, gamers should expect massive price increases across all RTX 50 series GPUs. That said, the rumor about the discontinuation of the GeForce 5070 Ti may be partially true. According to DeBauer, while the RTX 5070 Ti has not reached EOL or end of life, NVIDIA will instead prioritize the production of the GeForce RTX 5080, as previously reported. The RTX 5080 also ships with the same 16GB of GDDR7 VRAM, but delivers higher performance, allowing NVIDIA to focus on the higher-end market while improving profit margins. And now some of you are probably wondering, Alex, how does this impact the actual MSRP of GPUs, and what is the OPP program? Well, it's basically this. The thing is, AIBs or AICs, companies like Asus, MSI, and etc., would literally take the actual GPUs from NVIDIA and then make their own cards and sell them to you. The thing is, though, because a different board partner is making the card, there would in fact be markups on pricing. And what happens is, NVIDIA wanted to keep those GPUs, and the AIBs wanted to keep those GPUs as close to MSRP as possible, which is normally why you'll see something like the OC model or the superclocked model charging $100 more than the actual MSRP of other GPUs. They went in, did the adjustments for you, and overclocked it for their perspective for you to actually pay more money so you wouldn't have to. A simple way of doing a markup that really didn't need to be happening because you could do it yourself for basically free. The thing is, though, what would happen normally is that these board partners or AIBs would in fact sell the lower tier models of GPUs at MSRP or as close as possible to it. Then they would report those sales to NVIDIA specifically. NVIDIA would then provide cash back or rebates towards those AIBs for selling those GPUs for them. And those rebates and cash back would literally cover the cost of the difference of the AIB board partner manufacturing that GPU and not having a price increase or a price hike when that GPU was sold, keeping everything at MSRP, giving you more choice and more opportunity to buy NVIDIA GPUs regardless of where they're from and keeping the prices in line. The difference, though, is apparently now that program is no longer existing as of a few days ago, meaning that there are no more rebates or cash back for board partners, which means board partners now have to go through and increase the price of all their GPUs. which means on top of that, that NVIDIA now will also increase the board price of their Founders Edition cards as well, seeing as how since the AIBs are increasing their prices, so can NVIDIA too, thereby keeping MSRP as an actual lie, making actual GPUs a variable rate pricing model. Anytime NVIDIA raises the price, so do the AIB board partners as well. And anytime the AIB board partners raise the price, so does NVIDIA too, thereby forcing NVIDIA to make as much money as possible while also screwing you and giving you less choice overall. This puts AIB board partners in a situation, basically having them being priced out. And NVIDIA could in fact screw the board partners, because if NVIDIA then controls the flow of actual GDDR7 and reduces their MSRP of their Founders Edition cards, forcing AIBs to increase their price by not having the OPP program, this could effectively push out anyone that is trying to have their own board not specifically done by NVIDIA, thereby having NVIDIA specifically control the actual market and pricing of every GPU they manufacture. Why would you buy a board from an AIB partner or an AIC when NVIDIA is selling the exact same board for cheaper, and thereby not letting the actual AIB board partners compete at all in this space for your money or as a customer? This is completely creating a massive monopolistic behavior inside of the gaming industry and even for PC hardware, and it's going to impact everybody else across the board. And seeing as how the 5070 Ti has been rumored to be canceled, and watching NVIDIA focus on the 5080, seeing as how that is a more of a Halo product and getting a better rate of return for the money being spent, they're going to start reducing the amount of GPUs available for you as a customer, meaning that the actual workhorse GPU stations that we would normally build before for about $500 to $700 are going to no longer exist if they're focusing solely on the high-end and Halo tier models, because they can make the most money from those pieces of GPUs specifically, even thereby giving you more VRAM as well, enticing you to move to that higher tier, raising the floor of GPU pricing and screwing everybody out on the back end, and also thereby making you rely on their GeForce Now service. That's what they're doing. That's what they're literally doing. They are removing the floor of actual computing power and then forcing you to rely on GeForce Now, and then locking GeForce Now to hours played, making more money off of you than a one-time purchase of a GPU every 5 to 7 years. This is literally the biggest scam we've ever actually seen. I cannot believe this happened mid-recording as I'm doing this. It all just clicked together. But there's even more to prove this, because the article in fact says this: with the RTX 5080 now the primary focus, a significant price increase for the card is expected in the near future. The GPU already sells at 1.5 to 2 times higher than the price than the actual MSRP, with the supply of the 5070 Ti will be scarce. On the other hand, the lower end segment is likely to be filled with 8GB GPUs, such as the 5060 Ti 8GB, a similar strategy can be observed at AMD, which is instead focusing on 16GB GPUs such as the 9060 XT and the 9070 XT, shifting attention away from the 9060 XT 8GB and the 9070. This is absolutely wild. Watching both NVIDIA and AMD do the exact same playbook, reducing the amount of GPUs being available for you as a customer, and then removing any of the lower end tiers that are more of a budget-friendly available option for you as a customer. Again, the Steam machine cannot get here fast enough, and the fact that we're looking at this right now, trying to get bin 7600 AMD laptop GPUs and APUs to put into that machine, literally cannot be here quicker, because the problem is this: if this actually happens and this keeps occurring, and the fact that AMD is doing this, it's going to impact everybody, because PlayStation works with AMD for their APUs, Xbox is working with AMD for their APUs, Steam is working with AMD for their APUs, and watching AMD literally remove themselves and do the exact same playbook NVIDIA does, because they are in fact cousins, seeing this happen is incredibly shocking and concerning. I guess the only hope now left is Intel with a GPU, but even then, the government owns 10%, and NVIDIA got a bunch of their shares too, so they're all in the actual pipeline together. NVIDIA is trying to control the flow of actual horsepower available to you as a customer, how much compute power you can actually have. And what they're doing is they're not raising the floor. They're literally bulldozing it out of availability. And the only people that can actually afford NVIDIA GPUs will have to pay astronomical prices for those systems as well. And then to make matters even worse, they went ahead, like I said before, and are restricting the actual availability of GeForce Now, forcing those AI data centers to use those systems to power your actual gameplay over the cloud, meaning you no longer own or control anything at all. It's time to get a Steam Deck, boys. It's time to get a Steam Machine, my guys, because the only thing we're going to be able to play is having anything with 8 gigabytes of VRAM. And you can bet your sweet bippy, game developers are not going to optimize for 8 gigs. They're going to optimize for whatever the AI data center provides, and then they're going to stream it over to you, because those companies are all in cahoots together, touching tips like a bunch of dockers, if you ask me. So now it's basically every component of a PC and gaming console that is getting massive price increases, that is bending the knee to the AI bubble, that is doing everything it possibly can to try and make as much money as it possibly can, even though we've proven there is no actual money in AI at all. Even Dell admitted it themselves. People aren't buying AI-powered computers. People are ignoring them altogether, but they're in too deep. The sunk cost fallacy is proving to be correct, because it turns out that even AMD is falling right behind NVIDIA's footsteps too. And the crazier part is, it's going to impact everything, especially for next generation. Because according to WCCF Tech, Sony expects the PlayStation 5's lifecycle to be extended, with the PlayStation 6 likely to be, quote, delayed longer than many expected. According to the article, in a new report posted on Sandstone Insights in Japanese, respected senior research analyst at MST Financial, David Gibson, shared some predictions on Sony's third quarter of the current fiscal year. While the report looks at Sony's entire operation, including the television and music business, the observations on the company's gaming division are the most interesting. For the third quarter, Sony's results are, quote, expected to beat market expectations, driven by sales of both in-house and third-party games. These results will likely make it easier for Sony to extend the current console generation, as Sony expects the PlayStation 5's lifecycle to be extended, with the PlayStation 6 likely to be, quote, delayed longer than expected. We are now entering a massive new space of where game consoles and everything else in the PC gaming space are going to be halted at a massive scale. We are witnessing 8 gigabyte GPUs being pushed down and even out of the actual consumer space and no longer being the available option, or even then providing a base option for you to actually buy. And the funnier part about that is this: when you look at consoles specifically, they are not the high-end upper echelon Halo products that many fanboys believe they are. GPUs and APUs of most consoles literally are the very lowest end of actual GPU availability, and at some points maybe even getting close to like almost mid-tier. But the thing is, they're never the upper echelon, and these products are going to be pushed out of the market from companies like NVIDIA and AMD, no longer focusing on those products specifically, but instead their higher end, higher yield, higher return products, which could mean a couple of things. If next generation is in fact pushed out, we could be seeing a massive price increase on what next gen should cost. I'm guessing $1,000 for a console, and that's going to be the craziest part about all of that, because we'll be seeing $1,000 GPUs as the bare minimum, and then watching as other companies are now going to be struggling trying to find other people to either buy their hardware or sign up to their services as well. And that's where the trick comes in. You see, NVIDIA is doing it with their GPUs and pushing GeForce Now, and you can bet your sweet bippy that next Xbox console will cost $1,000. The ROG Ally already costs $1,000 for the X model, and people pointing around saying Xbox is dead don't see the forest from the trees. The console and the hardware itself is dead, but the service model will live on, because even seeing Xbox push a free-to-play version with ad-supported tiers of Game Pass is exactly what people are going to be moving towards. If you can't afford the hardware. Well, here's a service we provided for you. We've given you the poison, now here's the cure. But you're gonna pay us for it, apparently. And both Nvidia and Microsoft are playing this game. It turns out AMD and PlayStation may be the ones being left behind in all of this, and there isn't a clear path on where they should go. My opinion is they should focus more on the customer and absorb as much cost as they possibly can, and filling in the gap that Nvidia is leaving behind. But hey, there's more, so let's keep going. The article continues by saying, this wouldn't be completely unprecedented, given that Nintendo Switch 2 successfully launched in 2025, later than even Nvidia expected, and without cutting-edge technology, but it would still be new for both Sony and Microsoft, and under current conditions, it will likely be preferable to delay new systems rather than release them at a very high price that wouldn't make them compelling to the price-savvy console audience. If the PlayStation 5 generation is extended beyond expectations, and with no change to the current situation, the outlook is dire for gamers. Quote, the only things that are evolving constantly are the prices. They go up and up and up, said Ashen Wander on the Reset Era forums, echoing a good portion of the PlayStation community's sentiment, torn between wanting to get their hands on the PlayStation 6 and the rumored handheld, and having to pay the exorbitant price Sony would have to release it for with a launch within the next 2 to 3 years. And that's the horrifying part about all of this, with Nvidia cutting out the lower floor of GPUs, removing the ability for actual people to make budget builds, and AMD following suit right behind them, seeing as how AMD has those contracts with PlayStation and even Microsoft for the next generation of hardware and for the handhelds as well. We're seeing in our own very eyes the actual removal of the affordable gaming space, whether it's on console, whether it's on PC, or even handheld as well. Going around and delaying the next generation is going to be the only move these companies can in fact do, but I feel the problem is going to be this. These companies are going to force higher and higher prices, higher and higher markups, and PlayStation, Xbox, and so many others can no longer afford to eat the cost of actually selling a piece of hardware below the actual amount of money that they can in fact make return. They want to make a profit on it. They can't sell it at a loss anymore. Hell, they finally got the PS5 user base to go above the actual PS4 one, and there's still a ton of PS4 users still to this day in 2026. Having two price increases on both consoles, having price increases across even services as well, doesn't bode good for anyone in the industry. It's why right now we're not even seeing a price for the Steam Machine when it would have been announced originally. And I can bet at some point we may even see a $700 to $800 price for that actual machine from Valve. And if that's going to be the case, and that's 8 gigabytes of VRAM in that system, you can bet your sweet bippy, that's two, that the next gen consoles are going to cost an exorbitant amount of money. We could be seeing this generation right now not only be completely insane, but also last 10 possible years, because we're in year 6 right now, and we just got people to buy the actual console. At the same time though, not seeing a price decrease over time, but a price increase over time as well. So the longer the generation goes, the more expensive these consoles are going to become, and even then, create a new floor for the generation afterwards. Meaning if this bubble doesn't pop faster than we'd like it to, next gen consoles are going to be $1,000, basically setting you up for going around and saying, why am I going to spend a grand on an actual piece of hardware that I'm just going to go ahead and not enjoy or it not be as powerful when I can just sign up for the service instead? This is going to be a catastrophic failure on the gaming industry. Watching one single company completely control the entire market. When people talk about Valve being a monopoly, not even looking at what Nvidia is doing. The second they fart in the wind, everybody turns around and sniffs whatever they possibly can, because all they care about is the actual dollar being spent rather than actually giving you a good product for a good price. And that's the really sickening part about all of this. This whole thing is going to blow up in their faces. And when it does, I'm going to be here because I'm tired of it. I'm actually sick of it. When these companies lose everything because the bubble burst and they come crawling back offering you a good GPU, don't buy it. Make them suffer even more. Make them understand that we as customers and consumers should be the one controlling the market, not the other way around. This bullshit behavior, this defense of these corporations is astronomically insane. And honestly, you shouldn't be putting up with it, and you shouldn't be doing it if you are. But you know what? we'll see what happens. We'll see how this goes, and we'll see how long this generation lasts. I think we're going to be experiencing what we saw in the 360 era and the PS3 era, where that system lasted 10 years and that generation lasted 10 years. So we're going to see that repeat happen again. And I think that's where people are going to be really upset about what's going on. But I want to hear what you guys have to say in the comments section down below. Now, here's the thing, though. Normally, I'll talk about the comment of the day. Today, though, we're going to do something different. I'm going to ask you this. If you had access to my Twitter account for a day, what would you post and what would be the tweet? I want to see what you got to say with that in the comments section down below. And the best one may, in fact, be what I actually tweet that very next day and show up in tomorrow's video too. Now, with all that being said, if you want to see more of this kind of content though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content, and my hot takes in the gaming industry, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 106K. And I just want to say thank you guys so very much. If you want Discord access or emotes during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the dollar, don't worry about it. Just come on down to the live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live while I wear a banana suit and get insulted by 800 people with AITTS. It's actually insane. If you want to see even more stuff, though, I do have a second channel called Oh No, It's Alex Gaming, where I did another reaction to another Bricky video about Warhammer 40K, and I'm working on a new video on how the PlayStation 2 saved my life. Twice. Subscribe to that channel if you want to see stuff pretty much almost every week. At least I'm going to try, but it's been a little bit crazy. But again, live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, right here. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!